GM's decision to cease production of the Chevy Cruze at Lordstown is bringing an end, at least for the time being, to one of the last supersize industrial sites that used to drive the Mahoning Valley economy. It's also bringing an end to the plant's defining presence for the community around it. Driving into Lordstown, it's clear this isn't typical small-town Ohio. There's no downtown, just an intersection where Salt Springs Road crosses State Route 45. There's a gas station on one corner, catty-corner across from a gifts and collectibles shop. For 50 years, the main driver for Lordstown has been the GM plant, but the lack of a town center doesn't mean the 3,200 residents who live in this semi-rural area don't have a community. Lordstown School Superintendent Terry Armstrong says the schools have been that center.
We are a community hub. We actually house the Scope Center Senior Service Agency in our building. We house the Village Recreation Program. We have a walking program in here at night. There's yoga classes that the community does in here. I feel that we are a very important part of our community.
Bill Catlin is a retired Lordstown police chief and president of the Lordstown Board of Education. He agrees with Armstrong.
Community and the school are tied together. I mean, the school is Lordstown. We're a very, very close-knit community, especially with the schools, because especially the senior citizens. The school does so much for them. They support the school. Probably one of the few districts that's never really had a problem getting a levy pass because of the closeness and how the school and them interact.
Lordstown schools employ 42 teachers. Alyssa Brookbank is an intervention specialist for third and fourth grade. She says the school system has built a special relationship with the community over the decades.
We are a very small district and a close-knit district, and the students and the families are our top concern. Are their basic needs being met? Are the kids, you know, is there enough food getting on the table? That kind of basic stuff.
School Superintendent Terry Armstrong sees community interaction with the schools intensifying with the GM announcement and is taking steps to broaden help.
We've started a community pantry. It's an outgrowth of another program we were doing a few years ago. There are clothes, there's food in there for the community, not just our students.
Teacher Alyssa Brookbank says the impact of the GM announcement goes far beyond the plant.
It goes to all of the suppliers. It goes to all of the service providers for GM. And this is everyone's.
The effects of the closing will hit the community in more ways than just lost paychecks, according to Board President Bill Catlin. He says property tax revenue from the plant alone is going to be an issue.
We're probably going to lose approximately $800,000 a year. That's just on the property tax. And if GM looks around and says, okay, we want devaluation on that property, it's going to slide down from that.
But not giving up is a theme Terry Armstrong says he wants to emphasize.
We are still hopeful that the plant will survive. We're going to be working with the UAW and having a letter writing campaign where our students will take part in it, our staff will take part in it. We're working with some other school districts in the area to join us in that, to send some letters to Michigan as a school community to speak out, and hopefully they'll rethink the decision and put a vehicle here.
There are 528 students in the Lordstown schools. Hannah Boyle is one of 60 high school juniors. She says she and her classmates aren't giving up, but there is anxiety.
I think everyone is worried. Like, we're very wary of this happening. We're like, but maybe we'll get something. And even the kids who don't have parents or family members working at GM are worried because those are their friends and the people they've known all their lives, and they're going to be gone.
GM's announcement means the last 1,600 workers at the Lordstown complex are losing their jobs when production ceases in March. But Terry Armstrong says the schools and their supporters are determined not to let the community center slip away.
We need to focus on our families. We need to focus on our kids and give them the support that everybody's talked about.
Armstrong says the important thing is that the schools will be there for the community and the future. I'm Tim Rudell, 89.7 WKSU.